On Thursdays, we read from your email, and we begin with an update on a story that prompted a lot of you to write in this week about the Los Angeles Police Department's plan to map the city's Muslim neighborhoods. We talked to Deputy Police Chief Michael Downing, who said this was an effort to better engage with the Muslim community. Well, the LAPD is now shelving those plans.
The department tells us they have had numerous conversations with Muslim Americans who were not happy with what they perceived as racial and religious profiling. An LAPD spokesperson says, on the positive side, the plan did open up much-needed dialogue with the Muslim community.
On to other stories. Some of you scolded us for not pressing Alexander Roy yesterday on the dangers of illegal cross-country racing. Michelle interviewed Roy about his book, which documents his drive from New York to Los Angeles in a record 31 hours, 4 minutes. That's an average of 90-plus miles an hour.
We had installed a thermal night vision camera on the front bumper, which gave us extraordinary visibility forward. So we could see potholes and road imperfections and animals very far out. And only once did we ever almost hit an animal, which was a small rabbit.
Herb Anderson of Evansville, Indiana writes, "When I was 25, I would have found your story fascinating. Now that I am 52, all I could think about as I listened was that my teenage children, wife, and aging parents share the road with your featured driver. Do you really think your story glorifying this behavior was appropriate?"
Imagine driving 125 miles an hour when you haven't slept in more than a day, writes Lois Riggins of Rocky Mount, North Carolina. "I know of people who have died from falling asleep at the wheel. I just hope your story doesn't inspire someone to drive so recklessly."
We ran a story this week about calls in New Hampshire for right-to-dry legislation that would force housing associations and the like to allow people to hang their laundry on good old-fashioned clotheslines outside. The idea is to give people the option to avoid using a clothes dryer and save energy.
Charles Shockey of Sacramento wrote to say he couldn't help but wonder whether it's time to change the New Hampshire state motto to something more appropriate, like live free or dry.
Mm-hmm. And then there were your thoughts on oysters and Melissa's interview with Rowan Jacobson about his book, A Geography of Oysters, and their aphrodisiac qualities.
They tend to have these amazing scalloped shells. And then inside, the really creamy white flesh with black mantles, which is the little rim of the oyster.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, those are good. Yuck, writes Becky Fitzgerald of Monterey, California. I am so glad I'm well into my third trimester of pregnancy, or I may have gotten sick all over my desk. Though this was a very interesting story, the slurping of gooey oysters could have been left out. Gag.
We noted the dwindling supply of wild as opposed to farmed oysters, and a few of you wrote in to remind us that there are still some wild varieties out there to be sampled. Gary Brandt of Rochester, New York writes, "Love the story, but you forgot to mention the very best oysters, Apalachicola Bay brown bellies. Best memory of our days living in Florida is going down to the pier in Apalachicola in November and buying them right from the trawler, opening a cold beer and some saltines. Can it get any better?"
I'm not sure it can, but maybe you can top that. Write to us, go to npr.org, and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.